see. Well, good morning, my sisters and brothers. I hit the wrong button, so it was not Satan. It was Willa not doing the right button this morning. So let's go before the Lord in prayer. Gracious Father in heaven, we are just eternally grateful for your goodness, your mercy, your love. We thank you for this day, oh God. We thank you that you told us that greater things will we do. And so we thank you, Lord, for this faithful miracle Friday. We thank and praise you for each and every family member who is on the call this morning. Father, we thank and praise you for the D.A.S. De Leon family and for Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. Father, we thank you for their yes to the TMC call, yes to Artists International, as they knew that as they stood on the word and knew that you would present, oh God, and do many miracles and many things in their lives, Lord. Father, we thank, ask that you just continue, oh God, to download favor upon them, that you continue to let them experience miracles, oh God, that we know that only came from you, that we know that there would be no way that it could have been done but for you. Father, we thank and praise you for bestowing miracles upon our TMC family, oh God. Father, we thank you that and ask that whatever they're trusting you for, that whatever they're asking you for, Lord, that we not waver in our faith, oh God, but be steadfast and unmovable, always abounding in the works of the Lord. Father, now we just command that the airwaves be clear, that it lines up with the word of God as our speaker comes to bring a word for us. Father, we pray that you clear our minds of anything that would hinder us from catching hold to the nuggets in the message, Lord, and that we be nourished by it. Now, Lord, we ask, oh God, that you bless the speaker and its entire family, household, and everything that they touch, oh God, according to your word. Order their footsteps, Lord. Be that lamp unto their feet and light unto their path. We pray in Jesus' name, amen. I will now turn the call over to our host. Are you there?
Well, glory to God. Good morning, Minister Willa. This is Minister Kai in Atlanta. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, my sister. God bless you. I love you, my TMC family.
And we love you, Minister Willa, and I want to thank you for seating and greeting the people this morning and for opening us up with that amazing prayer. Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to the Master's Call. My name is Minister Kai, and I reside in the great city of Norcross, Georgia. And we want to welcome you here to the Master's Call. The Master's Call was created by two amazing women of God, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, affectionately known as our Mother Eagle, and Dr. P.K. Roberts, the Ambassador of Artists, on October 25th of 2010. And we meet each Monday through Friday early in the morning to give God the praise, the glory, and the honor that is due him. So we, again, welcome you to the Master's Call. And, sorry, I apologize. I'm a little choked up here. And just want to give you some information. We have a website, which is www.themasterscall.net. That's www.themasterscall.net. And you can go there and you can see the bios, and each and every message has been archived there. So you can listen to a word, you can send friends to the website so that they could get a word. We also have an email address if you need to send us a praise report or a prayer request, or if you need us, you feel like God is leading you to join the team, you can send us a message at info@themasterscall.net. That's info@themasterscall.net. And either our prayer general, Minister Robin, or our Mother Eagle will get back with you. We look forward to seeing you each Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern Time, 7 a.m. Central Time, and 5 a.m. Pacific, right here at 8 a.m. Immediately following this call is the MMC call, and that number is 530-881-1000. 1300, PIN code 539598 pound. That's 530-881-1300, and the PIN code is 539598 pound. If you want to hear the replay from this call, you can do so each day by dialing 712-432-1085. That's 712-432-1085, and the PIN code is 657-677 pound, 957-677 pound, and you can hear the word from that day. Also here at the Master's Call, we were founded on scripture, and that scripture reference is Psalms 88:13. But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you. We were also given a mission statement when this call was started, and that mission statement is to enrich, empower, and enhance believers as we begin our day. And we know that when we come together, we always get an amazing word from the throne room, that God always gives us exactly what we need when we meet here. So I am going to introduce the woman of the hour. It is none other than our very own Minister LaShawn. Minister LaShawn is a mother, she's a sister, she's a friend, she's an amazing woman of God who is just always willing to say what here to give us what thus says the Lord. She has three amazing children. She is just moving in ministry. She has her new book out, and you can check her Facebook page, and it's all over the internet. And it is going to be an amazing thing. We love and support her. We know that Minister LaShawn, got her education from Delaware State, and she is just moving and marching on in ministry to glorify God. So without any further ado, I want to bring to some, present to some, and introduce to others Minister LaShawn. Minister LaShawn, are you there? Minister LaShawn?
Good morning, good morning, good morning. We're going to be ready in season, out of season. Good morning, Minister Kai. This is Pastor V. Good morning, TMC family. Not sure where Miss LaShawn is, but I tell you what, we are here and we're always ready to share, thus said the word of God. Thank you so much for hopping in. And Minister Willa, always thank you for praying for the people of God, as you always salute the Lord in all that you do. We are excited on behalf of Dr. P.K. Roberts and myself. We are always humbled and honored when God's people come together on this line. And morning after morning, so many of you all have always been so faithful to support this call. And I promise you, we do not take it for granted. I want to share with you a word from the Lord. I had been preaching about this, I think, a time before and ministering it from a very, very familiar passage in Mark 4 when we talked about peace be still and riding with Jesus, trusting in the Lord. Riding with Jesus, trusting in the Lord. We all know the story in Mark 4. Starting in that verse 34 through the end of the chapter, when Jesus told the disciples to get in the boat and go to the other side. And many of us in our life, God has given us an instruction. God has given us a mandate. And when we start out on the journey, a storm in life appears. And we know that in the storm, God is with us, even though sometimes we forget that, even though sometimes we're like, God, but you told me to do this, even though sometimes it looks like we are failing or it's not being successful or everything and anything that can come against us has come against us. But the instruction Jesus gave the disciples, like many times in our life, is to go to the other side. So when God tells you to go through this situation, when God tells you to go after that project, to be involved in this plan, there's an other side that he has waiting for you. Don't be surprised, though, because we know we have a real enemy. We know that there are real forces that fight against our success. We know that there are holy haters who aren't going to always be with us. But when we remember our theme today, riding with Jesus, when I've got Jesus on my side and I'm following the instructions that he has told me, we'll make it. We talked before about God does really care about us. So when we're riding with Jesus, first point we want to remember today, you really never have to drive. I used to say, well, I'm so glad he's my co-pilot. And as I learn more and start understanding the word more, no, it ain't no co-pilot. See, we should be back in coach. And some of us want to, maybe stay in first class, but God should be the pilot, singular of our lives. God should be in charge, and we should be submitting when we say, Jesus, you are Lord. When we say every morning that simple prayer, Lord, your kingdom come, your will be done, I am letting you be in charge. Now, for some of us control freaks, I said us because I know sometimes I want to help God. You know, like my grandmother said, H-E-P, I want to help the Lord out. And God is saying, I just need your obedience. I don't need your help right now. I need you to submit. I need you to get out of the way. I need you to some principle. I need you to shut up ministry and let me be God. See, when we're riding with Jesus to the other side of our goals, we have to decide, God, you really are in charge. God, I really am going to trust in you. I'm going to completely trust in the Lord with all my heart. And we know it, Proverbs 3, lean not on my own understanding. And that sixth verse, but in all my ways acknowledge you, and you are directing my path. So our first point, when we're riding with Jesus to the other side, we are not having to drive the boat, the situation. We are saying, God, you show me and I will obey. I will trust and obey. As we start off, as we start in our journey, as we're going to the other side, we should have a mindset knowing that there's going to be a battle. We should have a mindset to understand obstacles will come. We should have a battle-ready mind to know that the enemy does not fight fair. So we have to travel with the insurance of knowing God made me some promises. So our second point is travel to your other side with the assurance that no matter what it looks like, God, I know you got it. No matter what it feels like, God, I trust you. No matter who understands or who doesn't, God, I'm going to submit and go with you. No matter what, I know I'm assured in my spirit, blessed assurance, that we're going to the other side. See, we know in our story, in our text in Mark 4, that when the winds and the waves got a little rough and a little high, Jesus was asleep. And the men on the boat went down and woke him up saying, hold up, you know, they were folks, we know that from history. You know, someone was saying, I know, bro, man, is not in the base of this ship asleep, and all of this is going on. I know for me, I've heard myself say, hold up, Holy Ghost. I know I'm doing what you told me to do, and all of heaven and hell is breaking loose. Okay, God. So we've gone through those times, and we have to keep those blessed assurances. We go through times when our faith is being tested. How deep do the roots of our faith go? I remember years ago when I was in school and we were being challenged with understanding that we've got to be like palm trees. When we're trees planted, you know, Psalms 1, by the rivers of living water, And see, palm trees, they can bend with the wind. They can bend almost parallel to the ground, but they don't break. See, life will have us with situations that will blow us on our proverbial backside. But if we can look up, we can get up. If we can keep our eyes focus on the hills from which cometh our help. See, the palm tree's roots go so deep that even though the wind is blowing, some of us have lived through hurricanes, especially those of us on this call on the Gulf Coast. We've lived through a few hurricanes, and when the winds were blowing so fiercely, but we just bend with the situation. What are you saying, Pastor B? Well, see, some of us are so rigid. Some of us are so rigid in our thinking that when God wants to go another way, I didn't say the devil, even when God is taking us a different way, we won't be flexible, we won't be yielded, we won't be the clay in his hand so he can mold us and make us through the storms of life. We're talking about riding with Jesus this morning to the other side of our situations, to the other side of our victory. See, that palm tree understands here comes that big bad hurricane, blowing winds 120, 180, category 4 and 5 in our life. We've had some category 4, we've had some category 5 winds blow, but we have to keep the blessed assurance. Devil, shoot your best shot. I'm not going anywhere. In God, I am rooted. My faith is rooted. Many of us, even in our artist business, the winds of life are blowing. The challenges keep coming, but we've decided that this is our assignment, and I'm just going to bend with the wind, but I'm coming right back up because this, too, shall pass. This storm, too, shall pass. So when we're traveling with Jesus, we have to have the assurance in our mind. And then thirdly, when we're traveling to the other side, we have to understand that there our safety is already secured. Our safety is already secured. What do you mean by that, Pastor V? Well, it's a fist fight. See, I've read the back of the book. I've read the end of this chapter, and Jesus got up and spoke to the winds and the waves and said, peace be still. The safest place, hear me by the Spirit this morning, the safest place for you and I is in the center of God's will. The safest place for us is to be where God has told us to be. I don't care what the winds and the waves of life are blowing. I don't care about the chatter of those who come with a good idea, but it's not a God idea. I don't care that that grass may look greener on the other side. The blessed place and the safest place to be is in the center of God's will, because that's the only place where God has promised the protection. That's the place where God has promised the provision. That's the place where God is establishing his purpose in our lives. So when we're going on to the other side, when we're going from our journey, when we're walking it out and walking it through, understand that safety with God is to be in the place he has told us to be, and to trust that the trials that we're going through are perfecting us. They're not poisoning us. Don't let the people pull us from where we're supposed to be with anything, because many people have sincere hearts when they're trying to coax us to do different things. But be like that palm tree. Stay rooted. Stay grounded in the safest place God has, is the center of his will, in the blood hedge of his protection, because he has promised us with the children of Israel when they left Egypt, the safest place was going through that desert. If they had stayed in Egypt, they would have perished. Sometimes when the storm gets rough, many of us want to go back to Egypt. What you're saying, Dr. D, many of us want to go back to the familiar, go back to what is perceived safe, but it's no longer sanctified because the cloud of God's safety and protection.
protection has moved on, and we must go to the other side. You've been praying for the greater things of God. You got your dream book. You got your dream board. But when the storm has come, you want to cry and take your marbles and go home. No, we have to decide, I'm going to wrestle this thing through with Jesus. I'm going to the other side. And while we're going, Pastor Chuck taught us so well on Wednesday, keep a praise on your lips. Keep a worship in your heart. Sometimes you just got to keep loving when you don't know where you're longing to be and go. See, I've understood this simple thing. When you trace God's hand, you have to trust God's heart that he loves us more than we love ourselves. When Jesus told those disciples in Mark, go get in the ship and go to the other side, he knew from the beginning to the end that they would get the other side. We have to, through the storms, praise God. When we don't understand, sometimes I often say with tears streaming down our face, keep praising the Lord. Change the atmosphere. Fortify God. And I love how Pastor Chuck said some of us are overdrawn on praise because we hadn't opened our mouth with a praise, with a thank you, Jesus. Lord, I'm going to trust you anyhow. Hallelujah, Lord. All of hell cannot take away my hope. I know in whom I believe. When we're riding to the other side, we know it's a fixed fight, and we win. We read Revelation. We've seen the back of the book. God has promised us the triumphant Jehovah Nissi. And when Jesus had to speak, peace be still, this morning to many of you, I'm speaking to your spirits, peace. Be still, your mind has been racing and running to all kind of scenarios that are not of God. Rehearse what God says about you. God said you're an overcomer, and you're going to overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of your testimony. So your praise has to be, I can, yes, do all things through Christ who strengthens me. But remember, that only applies to those who've done their part of giving, who've done their part of doing the work of the kingdom, done their part of planting the seeds of joy and peace and love and trust, and so that they can have the harvest of the victory. They can say, God, I'm going to stay right here till my change comes. I'm going to ride this thing out with you. I'm not going anywhere. I'm going to keep my praise up. I'm going to keep my hands lifted up to you. I am surrendered to you. I'm not trying to run it. I'm just trying to follow you. See, some of us got to praise it back right. We got derailed along the way. We got to get back in the boat and stay where God has placed us. Too many times we hit the restart button because we get out of the position of God. And this ship, it's okay sometimes when you're wondering what's going on, but remember to trust in God no matter what. Remember to prophesy to your own self. I call these things in. I'm going to be like Abraham, standing as Abram. I'm going to call those things and be not as though they are. I'm speaking to my flesh, you're going to shut up, and we're going to submit to this plan because we're going to the other side. Lord, I thank you. I know you're ordering my steps, and the steps of the righteous are ordered by you. Lord, I thank you that you're going before me, making the crooked pathway straight. What are we doing? We're putting the word out there. We're praising God because we're going to stay in the boat to go to the other side, to know that no matter what fiery dart that the enemy may hurl at me, I have my armor of God on. I'm not a spiritual streaker. I'm going to stay in the boat fully clothed. I've got my feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Peace I speak to my own spirit. Peace I speak to my own heart. Peace I speak to all around me. We got to quit having the diet of drama and confusion. We should go the other way and command it out of our life. When the storm comes, stay focused, stay firm, stay faithful in the boat to ride it to the other side. I know this Friday, faithful morning, some of us have been wanting to go back to Egypt because that's been familiar. Some of us have been wanting to say, I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. Some of us have been growing weary in well-doing, but I just came by, stopped by to remind you, Jesus told you you were going to the other side. So don't give up and don't give out, because God has made some promises, and in Christ Jesus, you are victorious. In Christ Jesus, see yourself already standing on the other side. See yourself already platinum. See yourself already healed. See yourself and your family already delivered. Every generational curse broken. See yourself financially free. God stands with Jesus when we're riding to the other side. Oh, it's a fixed fight, and we win. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Back to you, Minister Kai.
My God, my God, my God, what an amazing and so profoundly on-time word. Traveling with Jesus. We're riding to the other side. Thank you, Dr. Vanessa, for such an amazing word. I'll call you back for the benediction. And also, since it's Friday, we'll go straight into our praise reports and prayer requests. But right now, I'm going to go to the Father. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you for Dr. Vanessa. Lord, we thank you that she was right on time. The word came forth mightily, and it was an on-time and in-season word, and we praise you for it. Now return to her the virtue she has poured out into us a hundredfold. Lord, we thank you and we praise you for every person connected and on this line, O Heavenly Father. You know their needs. You know every prayer request before we even form it in our minds. You know it's there. So we praise you for it right now. We praise you because we know that cancer is a name and it must bow down to the name of Jesus. We thank you that Joni is the healed, protecting her health and walking in divine health, because your word says, by his stripes we were healed. Not our healed, we'll be healed in the future, but you said it in the past tense. So we know that it's already done, and we're going to praise you for it right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you that you are giving peace to the bereaved families, O Heavenly Father, that you are continuing to cover them and to show them your will and your plan for this time and this season. We thank you that you continue to cover us. You continue to love us in spite of ourselves at times, and we praise you for it, because without you, where would we be? What would have really happened in that boat if Christ had not been there and calmed the seas and spoke to the winds and the waves and told them, peace, be still? So we praise you, Father, even though we're going through. We praise you because we know that you are taking us through to the other side. And we are going to take our hands off the wheel and say, Jesus, take the wheel. We will be the passenger. We will allow you to steer the ship. We will allow you to calm the seas and calm the winds and the waves, O Heavenly Father, because we know that it's ordained by you. You are taking us through this for whatever reason, for whatever lesson we need, so that you can take us to the next level. So we praise you and we magnify your name, because we know you care for us. We know you love us more than we love ourselves. So we thank you, we magnify you, and we praise your holy name. Amen and amen. Again, family, immediately following this call is the MMC call, and that number is 530-881-1300, pin code 539-598#. We also have the Artist Empowerment Conference coming up in November. Please go to the website, artistempowermentconference.com. That's artistempowermentconference.com. www.prayerrequestandpraisereport.com. We know today is Prayer Request and Praise Report Friday, and we look forward to hearing from you. I'm going to bring Dr. Vanessa back, and after that, she will continue to call and take care of our prayer request and praise report. Dr. Vanessa, are you there?
Yes, I am there. Thank you so much, Minister Kai, for hopping in there this morning. And again, thank you, Minister Willa, and to you, TMC family. Thank you for being open to hear and receive and the utmost to do walking in the Word of God. Father God, we just thank you for your people. We thank you for your blessed, beloved children on this faithful Friday. We thank you, Lord God, for the Word of God that reminded us that we are going to the other side. Not we might go, if we get there, no, we are going to the other side. And there's a no matter what in our hearts and in our spirit. There's a peace that surpasses all understanding in our mouths. So thank you, Daddy God, that we receive and incorporate into our lives of this word. And as we go from this place, but never from your presence, bless, keep, protect, and provide for your people until we meet again on Monday. Have your way in our lives. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Praise God. Well, as Minister Kai said, this is those of us who are able to stay with us. We invite you now at this time, as one of the main pillars of this call is a time of prayer, is a time of intercession, is our time of hearing your prayer requests and the testimonies of what God has done with the praise reports. And this is the time that we encourage you to speak and let us know. We have a team of intercessors. We are always open and inviting more to join us, to come in now and let your voice be heard. The first one I see who hopped immediately in the queue has been one of our prayer warriors who, because of her work schedule, we haven't seen her or heard from her in a while. So good morning, Miss Ada, Minister Ada. It is such an honor to see you in the queue. Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Good morning, Dr. V, and thank you so much. I am so humble and so thankful to be on the line. Good morning, TMC. I want to give a shout-out to my big sis, Willa, for bringing me to TMC, her and Candy, and my upline supporter, Tiffany Lauderdale. Good morning to Dr. PK and just all of you wonderful people. I just want to real quick give you a praise report of some marvelous things. I just want to encourage anybody on the line that prayer does work. We have to take time and prioritize to pray because God does answer prayer. So Doug and I will be closing, hallelujah, on our house. August 15th is the closing. So we praise God. We've been in this process for several months now, and that's why it's called a close. We're about to get the keys. Hallelujah. So we thank God for that. We are flying to Chicago. We ask for you to pray for traveling mercies. Doug and I will be attending my sister's wedding. And the bride is Tracy. The groom is Terry. So just pray that all goes well with that. Kiara, my baby girl, will be starting her master's program at the University of Pittsburgh in social work. So we thank God she has a heart to be of help to others. And then my oldest son, who is a graduate of Oak Park River Forest High School, Huskies, my alma mater, is headed to Illinois State University. So those are some of the praise reports that I want to share. I want to thank the TMC for praying. My mom is home doing well. She's had some health challenges in the past, but we praise God that she is doing well. So overall, everyone is well. Ergo Production has its first project for our new business, Ergo Productions Incorporated. So we're excited about our new client and working with them. And so we're just excited about what God is doing. On the prayer request side, one of our team members on the ministry that Doug and I oversee at our church, Clarendon Road Church, here in Brooklyn, New York, her daughter-in-law died unexpectedly. I don't know all the details. I just know that if you can pray for the Periag family, that's P Parig. She recently had a baby a few months ago. The baby is, I think, less than 3 months. Mm-hmm. And this woman passed away. So just please lift up this family as they're going through this very shocking, very very unexpected. So I don't know, like I said, all the details, but we know that we need to pray for God's comfort and peace for the family as they make the arrangements and so forth. And so I'm just so thankful. I pray there is some shifting going on at my work that I will be able to rejoin the team. Oh, how I miss being with you all. So back to you, Dr. Vanessa. I love you so dearly, and I thank God for your word. It really spoke to my heart. Back to you.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. We miss you and love you so much, too, and are so glad to hear your voice today. All right, we're going to head on out to Indiana. Good morning, good morning, Miss Jackie. Welcome to the TMC call.
Thank you, Pastor Vanessa, and good morning to you and my TMC family. I just want to call this morning and give thanks and praise unto God. Last Saturday evening, I was sitting here nursing. I had a severe sinus infection last week that came up out of nowhere, but I thank God for my recovery. I'm fully recovered now. And while I was sitting here, I received a call from my brother and somewhat of a panic. And he said, look, he says, if you hear it on the news, don't worry. We're okay. The townhome in which he lived, the building which he lived, the units there, was struck by lightning. And only his unit and one other unit was not affected by it, other than they lost service to their cable and water pressure, because the lightning hit the building immediately, sent the building up in flames and came out through the water main, so it lowered the pressure of the water there. So I thank God for his hedge of protection around them and keeping them safe in his arms. And also I thank God because now he's taken me into a place where I realize that I need to go into meditation and meditate more on his word, because there's more that God wants me to do. And so you pray for me as I go through this journey. And also I'm asking for a request for prayer. On tomorrow, I will be hosting the Kentucky team with Jackie Bailey and the team from Kentucky. The entire team is coming to Indianapolis to do a couple of events. So I'm asking you to pray for their traveling mercies as they come in to support me and my business endeavors.
Oh, how nice. The hosting Kentucky team, are you having a Super Saturday?
Well, it's really just like a showcasing. We're doing two showcases, one in the afternoon and one in the evening.
All right. Well, definitely we'll keep that in prayer. And what was your brother's first name?
They're my twin brothers, Bert and Bart Dickerson.
Bert and Bart. All right. Amen.
Yeah, they're the youngest of this crew.
All right. Praise God for his protection. Thank you so much, woman of God. All righty, we're going to 9114. Good morning, good morning.
Good morning, good morning. Bless the Lord. Good morning, Dr. Vanessa, BK Robin family. I just want to say I've been up since 2 o'clock this morning, just praising the Lord, stuffing that devil. I'm so mad at him. I just said, you know, but one thing I want to give a praise report, my stomach does not hurt anymore. Hallelujah. You know, my stomach been hurting since May, and I don't have the problem no more. So I know about his stripes, I am healed, and I just walk by faith in that word you gave today. What you say? See, I got to keep my eyes on him and keep. I know he got it. I'm not letting go. But I would like to say prayer for my brother, Robert. That's what's really getting me. 59 years old. I didn't choose to take chemo, and he's choosing to do drugs. And I have a friend, Edwin. I spoke of him several times. He's been to drugs. And I just praise him. I know God got it. He told me. But I just said, you know, y'all, old as dust, and you're still leaning on to the devil on you. So, you know, I wouldn't want to put them in my shoes, but I just say I want to pray for them, and I believe that they are delivered, and I stand on their word. I don't care what nobody says. They are delivered, and I want to hear from my brother today. I haven't heard from him, but I just thank God that he told me, Yoni, I got it. So I have a peace, and thank you, family, for being there for me.
We love you so much, Miss Joni. You know we're praying for you, and we got you. Amen, amen, amen. All right, we're going to head out to Chicago to our beautiful, sweet Miss Wanda. Good morning, good morning.
Good morning, Pastor Vanessa. Oh, hallelujah. That message was a blessing. I tell you, you are always ready. But good morning, TMC family. I tell you, I just love you, and you are precious. I have a praise report, and I have a prayer request. My praise report is Eric did get a chance to see his son. He embraced him in the streets, and they cried. God is not through. His stepdaughter, well, his adopted daughter, she just called him up and, you know, told him she was going to bring him by, and he came by. So I know, you know, God is going to fix all of it. And then the prayer request is I want prayer for Deborah. Deborah left her daughter and her husband, and she said she wants a divorce. And his name is Detrius, and her her daughter name is Divine. That's the baby girl. And then Diona, Diona, and Dekara, the Cara. But those two are grown. The 16-year-old, she's still at home.
Okay.
So I would like prayer for them,
wow.
The Drakes. And that ends my prayer request.
And their last name is the Drakes?
Yes.
All
D's.
I see. God can deliver. Okay, yeah. We're going to hang on to that D. We love you so much, and she is one of our newest members, going to be part of our prayer team, and we look forward to welcoming and hearing you more on the call, Miss Wanda. So
okay.
We love you, love you, love you, love you. All righty, we're going to one of the former states I used to live in, out to Oklahoma, 2486. Good morning, good morning. Give us your first name and exactly where in Oklahoma you're calling from.
Good morning. This is Edith. How are you, Pastor?
Fine. You said your name is Keisha?
No, Edith.
Oh, good morning, Edith. How you doing? Good morning.
Glory, 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 glory. It's a blessing to be back on the call.
It's been so
fun.
Thank
you, thank you, thank you. I would like prayer for transitioning. Tulsa, Oklahoma is where the call is coming from. And you and I need to talk. And if you'll take my number, I would appreciate it. You know, when you have an opportunity, and you'll remember who I am.
Yes, I do remember seeing you when you were in Houston.
Exactly. That's exactly right. That's exactly right.
At our Kings of Artists. All right.
Exactly.
I wrote down your number. I've got it.
All right. God bless.
All right. You be blessed. All right, is there any more? You're the queue. It was full. All right, from Philadelphia. Good morning, Miss Siobhan. How are you doing today? Miss Siobhan, you're unmuted, so unmute your phone, sweetheart.
Good morning, Dr. Vanessa. I was steady talking. Yeah, I forgot to unmute myself. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear. Good morning, dear.
Beautiful, beautiful. Good morning, message called family. And Dr. Vanessa, thank you so much for that message this morning. I just want to give a praise report in regards to being blessed to be able to go to the leadership school this week. And so I just pray that I will not let any other kind of obstacles, because I tell you, the obstacle that we did there was really amazing. And so if I just don't let any obstacles down here on the ground in regards to my business get in the way, I'm pretty sure that a lot more things could happen within my business with the help of the Lord. So I do pray that for our area that I'm able to move forward with, as the leader in our area, to get some things really up and going. I also just want to pray for all of those cities that was represented, because so many times, you know, when you're with the family together, like when we're at extravaganzas and things like that, you know, you're so motivated, but no sooner as you come back down, then all of a sudden other challenges and things you not necessarily prepared for starts jumping right smack in your face. So I just want to keep everyone that was there that was represented from their various cities in prayer, because, of course, the devil wouldn't be happy with us moving forward to do things that God would ask for us to do, as well as the rest of our artist family.
Amen. So you had an awesome time down there?
Yes, indeedy. It was truly, truly a blessing.
Well, we were hearing about it. I was hanging with Platinum President Martha Marie Preston after our phenomenal meeting we had last night with Rosie and Lucy. Were here with, teaching about that product. My gosh, I wrote so many pages of notes, and I tell you, if God didn't confirm even more for those of us why we're in artists with what those products can do and the different combinations that can go with the different ailments, all natural to heal our bodies. Oh, we had a powerful, powerful meeting in Houston last night and hung out. We were all teasing Marie for climbing that 50-foot pole, jumping down the bungee jump, and we were just hearing all about how much fun you all had down in New Braunfels, and we will definitely pray that as you all have gone back home, that you'll be able to do all that God has put inside of you and stirred up inside of you. So welcome back, and it's so good to hear that you were down there too. Good morning, good morning. We have 2557.
Yes, good morning, Pastor Vanessa. This is Delia Hernandez out of San Antonio.
Good morning, sweetheart. How are you?
I'm blessed, thank you. I went as well to the leadership conference, and it was phenomenal. I really, really enjoyed it. And we're also going to be blessed with Rosie and Lucy's presence here on Saturday. So
now that I
hear you say that, I'm excited about it. But as far as my prayer, as far as my prayer request, just continued prayer for my grown children, that all four of them that are still not serving the Lord. Especially for the younger ones, the last two, and they're not young. They're 26 and 25. I'm sorry, I'm outside with my dog walking my dog. You might hear some noise.
Okay.
but I also wanted to add a prayer request because of certain situations in the with my family. I moved out of my brother's home and have I'm blessed to have my own little home with my dog. And, of course, that's going to add an added financial situation. So if you guys could keep me in prayer about that, because, you know, that's always a little scary to step out. So if y'all could do that for me, I would really appreciate it. And that's it. Back to you. God bless.
All right. Well, it is always good to hear your voice, and we definitely honored to hear from you and got you covered in prayer. All righty, we're going to keep on moving. Oh, Miss Jackie is hot back in queue. Yes, ma'am.
Pastor Vanessa, I apologize, but listening to the prayer request, I received a text message from a young lady in Atlanta, Georgia, that I met in when we were with the Kings of Artists in Orlando. And I'm just going to read a little bit out of this text message, and I'm requesting prayer for her. She says, I'm in a phase of my life that I've never experienced before. I'm at a point where I just don't know what to do. I'm just at a point of complete discouragement. And her name is Phoebe Miller, so please keep her uplifted in prayer that God will bring her out of this low place.
Okay, Phoebe Miller in Atlanta.
She actually lives in Fayetteville.
Okay, in the Atlanta area. Okay.
Hmm?
I said lives in the Atlanta area. Okay.
Yes.
All righty. We've got it. We've got it. Are there any other prayer requests? We're going to ask that. I'm going to ask you all to continue to pray for my uncle. He had a safe move. They relocated him. Who some of y'all may not have known, he had a massive stroke and has been in a coma now over a month, going on almost 2 months, I should say. But he is was well enough to be moved out of a hospital to a rehab facility and did very well with the move yesterday. And when his son called, he said all the vitals were still good and they're still just believing God that he'll come out of it. So continue to keep him in prayer. And my mother was one of 11 children, and she was the 10th child, the baby girl, and Uncle Frank was the baby of all. It was just those two left, and just continue to cover her in prayer. And she's doing real well about it, but still, you know, it's hard on the entire family. So continue to keep her in prayer. And as I said earlier about Rosie and Lucy, phenomenal training, and we want to cover them with traveling mercies for as they're traveling just from city to city to city, as they will be, yes, in San Antonio tomorrow. They're in McAllen tonight, McAllen, Texas tonight. And so we want to pray for traveling mercies. Godmother has traveled down to Florida, and she's doing Super Saturdays and been having showcases and just working very hard down there in Florida. And I know there are many others who are traveling. Papa is still on the road traveling, son. So we want to pray for traveling mercies for all those we know and many we don't know who are out there working the business and traveling, trying to take and make artists all that it's ordained to be. So we want to keep them covered in prayer. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father God, we just thank you today for you allowing us another day, another opportunity to worship and to praise your name. And we thank you for all of your children who have stayed with us and who have sent forth petitions and prayers. And as we go through these prayer requests, we praise you, for we know that you are a God that hears, but at most, we thank you that we know you're a God that answers prayer. And as we're riding to the other side of our situations, of our prayer requests, we thank you, God, that we will stay firm, we will stay rooted, we will stay grounded in you and your word. Oh, we thank you for Minister Ada. Thank you for the many praises, reports that she gave us this morning. Father, we call that house closed and their home. We thank you that all things come together well for that August 15th closing. And we thank you for traveling mercies as they head down to her sister Tracy's wedding. And we thank you for her daughter with school and the oldest son headed to Illinois State. And we thank God that her mother is doing well and that the company is growing and growing in you. Success, Father. And we pray, Father, for the Paraquam family with the death, the shocking death of this young woman of God, leaving behind this young baby. Father, again, when we can't trace your hand, we have to trust your heart. We ask you to be a comforter to this family with this sudden loss. Father, unify their hearts and spirits and give them peace that only you can give, which will surpass all their understanding. We thank you, God, that even as they are planning for the homegoing celebration of life, you unify this family. You bring in the provision for this family. You thank you, Father, bring souls to be saved from this sudden loss in this family. We just send the word. We send the word of comfort. We send the word of peace. We send the word that you will provide and unify in Jesus' name. We thank you for your miracle-working power with Jackie's, her twin brothers, Bert and Bart, that with the lightning that hit and destroyed many homes, theirs was spared. And we just thank you that we know your ministry angels were standing on post and on guard. So we don't take it lightly. And thank you for another day and your protection. And tomorrow, as she'll be hosting the different showcase, we pray for the Traveling Mercies of this Kentucky team that is coming up to support her. We thank you for this harvest, for the many seeds that Jackie has planted, helping so many others. We thank you for this harvest of those who are coming to be her help. So we thank you and call these showcases successful, bountiful. We call the people out from the north, the south, the east, and the west, that the attendance will be phenomenal, and that you will have it be successful and beneficial. And as people hear about our artist family, those who you have already preordained will come forth and be a part of our family, but even more so, they will be great users of these phenomenal products. Father, we pray for Phoebe Miller in that Fayetteville area. We send the word of comfort and peace to her spirit. Father, send the laborers across her path who will speak life into her and life more abundantly. We cancel the assignment of the enemy that would try to bring in depression and have her lose hope. Devil, you are a lie. Your plan has been exposed, so we apply and speak the word that Proverbs 6:31 said, when the thief has been exposed, you got to give back to Miss Phoebe sevenfold of joy, sevenfold of peace, sevenfold of strength and energy and resolve. We speak it back into her life, into her artist business, in the name of Jesus. Father, we stand in the gap and lift our sister up. We're her Aaron and her, like they were with Moses, and that you are speaking a word of life and restoration and rejuvenation into this, your daughter, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for our dear sister Joni, the evangelist, always full of fire and full of you. We thank you for the pain being gone out of her stomach. We continue to send all of the Jehovah Rapha healing virtue to her. We call her healed. We call her whole in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord God, that you continue to use her, that she continues to be a light. We pray for her brother, Robert. Cancer is a name, and it has to bow to the name of Jesus. And even though he's chosen this path of chemo, I thank you, Father, that you'll get the artist products to him. You'll get the information, and he'll choose life and life more abundantly. He'll speak the word that he shall live and not die over his body, over his situation and circumstances. And we call him out to be that miracle in the making. We pray for Edwin and with the addiction of drugs, and we curse and cancel that assignment, that appetite. Father, we thank you that we call him delivered. Father, you let him have that Damascus Road experience and snatch him out of the jaws of death and degradation and bring him, as you promised in your word in Colossians, translated into your marvelous light. All, Father, for all of us who have people, family members who are trapped in any and every kind of addiction, Father, you're the deliverer. We speak the delivering power, the blood of Jesus. Father, we speak and send forth the laborers across their path who will speak life and life more abundantly. We speak forth the 2 Corinthians 4:4 that the blinders will be pulled out off of their eyes, the blinders of sin, the blinders of deception and delusion, and that they will see and choose life and life more abundantly. We call them out of this death and out of this jaws of the enemy and into your wonder-working, powerful arms in the name of Jesus. We thank you for Wanda and her praise report, and Eric did get to see his son. But Father, there's even more, even more, even more that you're going to do and minister to the hearts of all those involved. We thank you for this praise report, but we are expecting the breaking forth of the breakthrough in that relationship. We pray for Deborah, who left Demetrius, her husband, and her daughter Divide, and the other children, the other daughters. We just send the word of reconciliation and restoration to the Drake family. Father, your intervention, where there needs to be forgiveness, where Father, there needs to be salvation, where there needs to be Holy Ghost outpouring of your agape love. Father, you work it out as we send the word. You make their fallow hearts pliable ground where the seeds of love and forgiveness and hope and peace, the words that have wounded, the actions that have destroyed. We thank you for the deliverance and the restoration that can only come from you. God, we know the enemy is out to destroy your God-ordained family, and we cancel that assignment against the Drake family. Father, it isn't about who was right or who was wrong, but we ask for forgiveness in the hearts of everyone involved, and that this generational curse shall not continue. We put an axe to the root and send forth your miracle healing of emotions, healing of actions, your word, and your will be done in the Drake family in the name of Jesus. Father, we lift up Minister Ina, that in her transition, Father, you're ordering her steps. This woman of God belongs to you, and the steps of the righteous are ordered by the Lord. And I thank you that she has the mind of Christ, and that in your mind you are giving her your mandate and you are explaining the blueprint, and that you are going before this, your daughter of Zion, making the crooked pathway straight and the rough places smooth. So we thank you for this transition, that it is blessed by you in the name of Jesus. We thank you for Miss Shervon. Father, we thank you for her excitement and you allowing her to attend, her and Delia, and all those who went to New Braunfels to this leadership push for president, this camp that so stirred up the gifts inside of them and reminded them how important they are to Artists International and what's inside of them that still yet we're calling forth out of them. We thank you, Father, that we pray that all the tools that they had deposited and they were taught, that they apply them well, that they are used to make a shift, to make a change in their business and in their teams as they have returned. We lift up Delia. We continue to call the salvation, the deliverance for all four of her children. We call them into the kingdom. Father, we send the laborers across their path who will speak the words of the Lord. We thank you for the witnesses that you will bring to them and will settle in their heart. We speak the Damascus Road experience over them, that they will choose life and life more abundantly in you. We thank you, Lord, that we pray for the finances for the new living situation that Delia has. I thank you, you will bring provision to her, that she lacks no good thing. You are our Jehovah Yireh, the Jehovah Jireh, as some say. You are her provider. So I thank you, Lord, provision, provision, the more than enough will be in her going in and in her coming out. We continue to send the words of healing to Francis Barnes. We call you hold and heal. Stroke is a name, and it has to bow to the name of Jesus. Devil, you must take your hands off of Frank Barnes. He belongs to God. I thank you for the healing power. Thank you, Lord, for the safe transition to this facility. Thank you that all the family are there and pleased with it. But, Father, we call him awake. We call him healed and whole, that his mind will be normal and even better than before. Thank you for the peace of God that you continue to give my mother. And even if she's 90 years young, you continue to strengthen her body. And, Father, thank you for her strong mind, that she is clear and just so alert, and the clarity of God still flows through her, the strength and the trust in God that still is strong in her. We thank you and do not take it lightly. We thank you for traveling mercies for all those who are traveling, those who are flying here and driving there, for promoting and working their artist business. Father, we so cover Rosie and Lucy and with your hedge of protection. And my God, they're sharing this phenomenal information about what these great products that artists can do. Father, help us artists the world. Continue to fan the flames of momentum and excitement as we understand what's really in our hand, as we understand how we can help so many people by just sharing. We don't have to sell, but we do have to share. So I thank you that we cover them in prayer, keep them strong, keep them healthy. We continue to lift up Godmother, that she is down in the Florida area, in Miami, Orlando. Continue to strengthen her body. And for that Kentucky team that's traveling, Father, to Jackie, safe travels. And for all of the many leaders who are traveling north to south, east to west, be with them, keep them safe. The blood of Jesus, the hedge of protection, we speak around them. So, Father, we thank you that you've given us the mind to pray as we've lifted up the Andelion family and all of our leadership. Father, thank you for the new leaders that you're bringing into our company, the new people who have a heart and a love, the fresh wind of expectation that you're blowing as we're pushing for president, as we're doing all we know to do. I thank you that even in us and through us, you're doing what we cannot do. Father, we thank you for favor. We thank you for you just continuing to bless us. We lift up Dr. PK, even in her absence on her sabbatical. Continue to be with her. Speak to her heart, Father. Give her your clarity. Let her hear your voice. And the voice of a stranger she will not follow. We thank you for restoration in her body and in her mind. We cover this co-founder. So as we leave this call, we thank you that we know you hear, but utmost, we thank you that you have answered our prayers. And we will be diligent, and all we do is your ministers in the marketplace to give you the praise as your ministers in the marketplace to spread the great message as ministers in the marketplace, to be your hands extended, sharing the good news of the gospel, sharing what we have in our hand through Artists International, trusting you that as we've prayed, as we've petitioned, now we praise. We don't wait till the battle's over. We're shouting now. Thank you, thank you, thank you, that it's already done. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Go out and have a phenomenal weekend in God, and we look forward to hearing you on the call this coming Monday. Have a blessed one. Love you much. In Jesus' name, bye-bye.